This is how we brew it.
On 95BFM Breakfast, thanks to 830 Coffee Roasters.
Yes, it's that time to show you how we brew it. Morena, Charlie.
Morena.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. I'm excited to chat cafe again. This is exciting. We're gonna nerd out a little bit and talk about extraction.
Yeah, I think so. I was kind of thinking over the last week, like how best to kind of share the knowledge that I've got with the listeners and where we should start. And I think extraction's a good starting place, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, extraction happens however you brew your coffee, but in different ways, sort of?
Yeah, so there's kind of the three most important stages of coffee is obviously the growing.
Mm-hmm.
The grower has to do a really good job.
Yeah.
The roaster has to do a good job.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's kind of down to us at the end to kind of brew it.
Yeah.
And that mainly comes down to how well extracted it is.
Mm-hmm. So if you're buying 830 coffee, you've got the first two bases covered.
The first two bases are covered, but there's still a little bit at the end.
There's room for user error.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, it's a really interesting product to work with because I can give someone the best coffee in the world. If they get the extraction wrong, it's not going to taste good. So. But I'm going to give you some tips on how to get it right. So
please do. Let's get
good.
Into
so,
it.
I guess why extraction's important, sorry, is because 30% of coffee is kind of soluble and can be extracted.
Oh, okay.
But we actually only want kind of 18 to 22%. That's
right.
Kind of the sweet spot. So it is getting a bit nerdy.
Yeah.
We are getting into it here.
But you can't, yeah. Well, you hear about people talking about over-extracting your coffee. So that would be if you're leaning on the 30% side.
Yeah, so if you extract too much of those solubles, you've over-extracted it. And that's when it can get quite bitter and intense, which is what we don't want.
Yeah.
And on the other end, if you don't extract enough, it can be kind of quite sour and unpleasant as well. Probably even worse, I would say. I'd say people genuinely prefer it over than under. People
that get
an under-extracted coffee, really, they don't like it. And I guess if you've ever been to a cafe and the barista's been making your coffee and you've seen them remaking it a couple times, they kind of get that extraction right.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've ever brewed a coffee at home and one of them's tasted amazing and the other one's not tasted very good and you don't know why, it's kind of... It's that extraction again. So there's a few things that kind of affect the extraction. It's kind of different in espresso and filter.
Yeah.
But the main ones are kind of time.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the longer the water's in contact with the coffee for, the more extraction.
Because am I right in thinking that pretty much as soon as water and coffee meet, the extraction process starts?
Yeah.
Right.
100%.
Okay.
So the longer that time, the more extraction, but then there's a few other things as well. For example, with cold brew, because the water's cold, it takes around 20 plus hours to get to that extraction level.
Yeah.
But with filter or espresso, it's super quick because the temperature's so much higher. So temperature's another big factor.
Right.
Because temperature's kind of just energy. Adding energy into the coffee helps it extract quicker.
So like a balancing game of temperature and time. If you're going to take way longer via cold brew, you're going to be at a way colder temperature.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so because the temperature's colder, it takes a lot longer to extract. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. So that's why you see people getting really nerdy with like timing their espresso shot and weighing it out and doing
pretty
that whole thing.
So it all comes back to kind of the extraction. So even... like in the industry and baristas, we like to weigh our coffee because if you have 18 grams of coffee and you extract it for 30 seconds and then you have 19 and you do the same thing, the 18 will kind of have more extraction than the 19. The 19 will be kind of less. So to keep that extraction the same, we give everyone who we work with in the cafes a kind of recipe. So for the classic at the moment, it's kind of 20 grams of coffee for around 28 to 33 seconds. And then you want the espresso weight, which is another thing, to be around 34.
Okay, yeah. And where does like grind size come into this?
Okay, so the grind size affects how long the brew takes.
Okay.
So the grind size affects the extraction time.
Right.
So if the coffee is finer, it takes longer for the water to break it down and get through it when it's in espresso.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a longer extraction time. So then it can be over-extracted if it's too fine. You would adjust it coarser.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's too coarse, then it's kind of easy for the water to move through the pieces of coffee and it can be a quicker extraction time, which can be under. So I guess with it's different in espresso and filter, but with espresso, if it was tasting bitter, you'd probably go a bit coarser.
Mm-hmm.
If it was tasting kind of sour, you'd go a bit finer, and that would affect the extraction time.
Right. So if people at home are sort of like making their espressos and it's not feeling quite right, get the stopwatch out and then see if you need to adjust your grind accordingly.
Yeah, I would say that would be the first step. Yeah. Don't really bother too much around weighing it and stuff straight away.
Yep.
Do what you normally do. And if it's tasting kind of sour and or not strong enough, maybe make it a bit finer.
Mm-hmm.
If it's tasting kind of bitter or taking too long to come through the machine, maybe make it a little bit coarser. Yeah, but it's kind of, it's down to the consumer. You got to, it's very, coffee's very subjective. Everyone likes it different, you know, and you've just got to know how you like it. But I guess at 8:30, we try and give everyone the tools to know how to get it how they like it, you know, if that makes sense.
For sure. And there's something to be said about like perfecting the ritual of it, as fiddly as it might seem sometimes.
Oh, 100%. It's so habitual.
Yeah.
I mean, every morning I kind of make myself a filter and I enjoy the kind of making of it.
Do you
it
make
as
a
much.
Filter every morning?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
I enjoy the making of it as much as I actually enjoy the drinking sometimes.
You lovely. Know,
kinda, yeah.
Nice. Somebody's texted, and speaking of filter, Paul says, is this why I love my Hario Switch so much? I do a pour over at 95 degrees Celsius and then a second pour with 2-minute immersion. Sound okay? Wow, that sounds real fancy. Like Paul's got a whole routine.
So the Switch is awesome because you can control the time really easily.
Mm-hmm.
So what Paul's done is he's done kind of a... he's done it as an immersion,
mm-hmm.
and then you can flick the switch down and it'll start to drain out. So you can control the extraction time. Whereas with other filter brewers, the flow rate is controlled by the pouring, and
okay,
it can
right.
be a lot easier to get it wrong. So the switch actually gets used a lot in cafes.
Yeah,
when people kind of, they don't have that time to give it as much attention as they'd like to.
Mm.
So they can kind of brew them, and when the timer hits, they can hit the switches, they'll start draining out, and yeah, they're awesome.
Oh my gosh.
They're real
the
cool.
world of coffee, yeah, it's huge.
It's I guess that's
it's
why.
It's fascinating though.
Yeah, this chat today is kind of trying to set the scene. I guess there's a lot more to it. And I guess when we start doing some brewing and stuff here, maybe it'll make a bit more sense. But whenever we do trainings and stuff, we kind of start with extraction because that's kind of the most important part when you're brewing. That's kind of what's going to affect the flavor.
Yeah, for sure. And we've got a beautiful bag of coffee this week, the 8:30 standard blend. You just can't go wrong. And, well, I mean, you can go wrong if you got user error. We've learned today. But it's a great place to start because the beans are sourced from beautiful places and roasted very well.
Yeah. Yeah. So we've done the sourcing. We've done the roasting as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now it's up
I'm
to
sure
you,
they'll
dear
smash
listener.
It at home. Yeah.
The 8:30 standard blend has beans from Colombia, Papua New Guinea, and Brazil, and tasting notes of cocoa, vanilla, and orange blossom. It's really yummy. I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's real good. So it's kind of, amongst our blends, it's probably the favorite, actually. It's probably our biggest seller,
nice.
I would say, yeah. And it's similar to the classic, but we roast it a bit lighter. So kind of more delicate flavors, a bit more kind of complexity.
Mm.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Well, dear listener, if you're liking the sound of the 8:30 standard blend and you want to win a bag, we're going to give that away on Friday. So you've got all week to enter. How do I enter, you might be wondering? Well, text me on 5395 with your name and your B card number and 8:30. 8:30 is one word with one T in the middle. And if you are making filter or you want to check out all of the other wonderful beans on offer, head over to 8:30's website, 830.com, and use the code 95BFM to get 10% off. Awesome. Well, I've got a track from Brazil. So Jazz is Dead is this sort of record label started by Adrian Young and Ali Shaheed Muhammad, who you'll know from A Tribe Called Quest. And they recently teamed up with these guys from Bahia, Antonio Carlos and Jocafi, who are like pretty legendary Brazilian musicians, and released this album, JID026, Jazz is Dead 26. And it's pretty awesome. So I thought we'd listen to a track from that to take us out, because we got Beans from Brazil in here. So it's all working out nicely. Thank you so much, Charlie. I've learned a lot, as
Thanks
always.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Looking forward to getting deeper into the world of brewing next week.
Me dá de comer, me dá de beber, bota pra ferver, vai tapar. Nesse transete, bota mais dendê, que esse telele vai prestar. Pega no ganzê, traz o rompilê, chama marinês pra samba. Nesse fuzuê, nesse manguacê, me traz é mané pra tocar. Depois de comer, depois de beber, traz o bafurê pra fumar. Eu posso vencer, vou me refazer, vou agradecer, bom dia. Pega no ganzê, traz o rompilê, chama marinês pra samba. Nesse fuzuê, nesse manguacê, me traz é mané pra tocar. Me dá de comer, me dá de beber, bota pra vender, vai acabar. Nesse transete, bota mais gente, esse telele vai prestar. Pega no danzê, traz o rock e deixa o marinês pra sambar. Nesse fuzuê, nesse mandocê, me traz é mané pra tocar. E bota pra ferver, e bota pra quebrar. E esse rala-bucho tá um pega pra acabar. E bota pra ferver, e bota pra quebrar. E esse rala-bucho tá um pega pra acabar. E bota pra ferver, e bota pra quebrar. E esse rala-bucho tá um pega pra acabar. E bota pra ferver, e bota pra quebrar. E esse rala-bucho tá um pega pra acabar. Depois de comer, depois de beber, pra tomar purê, pra fumar. Eu posso vencer, vou me refazer, vou agradecer, bom dia. Pega no ganzê, traz o rompilê, chama marinês pra samar. Nesse fuzuê, nesse manguacê, me traz é mané pra tocar. Me dá de comer, me dá de beber, bota pra beber, vai tapar. Nesse transete, bota mais dendê, esse telele vai plantar. Pega no ganzê, traz o rompilê, chama marinês pra samar. Nesse fuzuê, nesse manguacê, me traz é mané pra tocar. Me dá de comer, me dá de beber, bota pra beber, vai tapar. Nesse transete, bota mais dendê, esse telele vai prestar. Pega no ganzê, traz o rompilê, chama marinês pra samar. Nesse fuzuê, nesse manguacê, me traz é mané pra tocar. E bota pra ferver, e bota pra quebrar. Esse rala-bucho tá um pega pra capa. E bota pra ferver, e bota pra quebrar. E esse rala-bucho tá um pega pra capa. E bota pra ferver, e bota pra quebrar. E esse rala-bucho tá um pega pra capa. E bota pra ferver, e bota pra quebrar. E esse rala-bucho tá um pega pra capa. Esse fuzuê, esse mangocê, que traz é mané pra tocar.
bota pra ferver, me bota pra quebrar, e esse ralabucho tá um pega pra acabar. Me bota pra ferver, me bota pra quebrar, e esse ralabucho tá um pega pra acabar. Me bota pra ferver, me bota pra quebrar, e esse ralabucho tá um pega pra acabar. Me bota pra ferver, me bota pra quebrar, e esse ralabucho tá um pega pra acabar. Me bota pra ferver, me bota pra quebrar, e esse ralabucho tá um pega pra acabar. Me bota pra ferver, me bota pra quebrar, e esse ralabucho tá um pega pra acabar. E bota pra quebrar, e esse ralabucho tá um pega pra acabar. E bota pra ferver, e bota pra quebrar, e esse ralabucho tá um pega pra acabar. E bota pra ferver, e bota pra quebrar, e esse ralabucho tá um pega pra acabar. E bota pra ferver, e bota pra quebrar, e esse ralabucho tá um pega pra acabar. E bota pra ferver, e bota pra quebrar, e esse ralabucho tá um pega pra acabar. E bota pra ferver, e bota pra quebrar, e esse ralabucho tá um pega.
Was
this is how we brew it
on 95 BFM Breakfast, thanks to 8:30 Coffee Roasters.